Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight. Oh.
Big show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Sorry, it took me a little while to get to talking here. Dan Plucker came running in with all kinds of breaking news to make sure I knew what was going on in the world of the NBA as well as with the Green Bay Packers. So coming up on today's show, see Sparky Pfeiffer here, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler on a Football Friday, and we will get to lots of football today. Greg Cook, former Packer, offensive lineman, and did Sports Talk Radio for years at 790 in Houston, just recently retired. He'll join us to talk about the Texans as he still lives down there and follows the team. He'll join us at 245. Ryan Wood, our Green and Gold insider from the Green Bay Press Gazette, will join us coming up at 345. And then Herb Lawrence from 670 The Score covers Illini down there for 670. He'll join us coming up at 445 as we preview Badgers and Illini tonight. That game gets underway at 7 o'clock on the Big Ten Network. Some breaking news on The Fan, brought to you by Pennzoil. Motor oil is made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Concerning the Green Bay Packers, I had sent a text earlier to Gary Leroy and Dan Plucker, executive producer, when I saw Wes Hockowitz tweet out that there was no sign of Aaron Jones at practice today. And I retweeted Hockowitz and got some people go, oh, maybe it's just, yeah, maybe it's something personal. Don't freak out. Just let's just wait and see what it is. And okay, so Dan Plucker, Matt LaFleur just addressed the media. So what is it?
Yeah, he said that he's more questionable than doubtful for Sunday's game, but that's all that he said. He did not give any other details as to what was going on. And then breaking news out of the NBA as well, Shams Charania is saying that the NBA is targeting a December 22nd start to the season. It would be a 72-game campaign that would finish before the 2021 Olympics in the summer.
So we're talking about a shortened season by 20 games and starting right before Christmas is what we're looking at right now for the NBA. And there had been rumblings earlier today that these guys were all meeting and we were going to have some idea of how this was all going to play out, because apparently the players and Players Association have been getting along really well. I'm not even joking. As far as cap numbers and that type of stuff. So they've made a lot of good progress. They had promised from the jump that they would give teams 8-week notice before the start of the season, whenever that was going to be. We're roughly 8 weeks out right now from that December 22nd date that Dan Plucker had mentioned. So that would make sense. But again, 20 less games at the end of the day. We'll get into confident, concerned, and curious about Packers
so
and
how
Texans.
Many games, how many games? He says 71.
62.
Oh, 62 games.
So 20 less games than normal.
So when does Giannis have to sign that max? Did they move that?
Hold on a second. Plucker is giving me finger gestures now. I don't know what that means.
Hey, he can't do that.
72, not 62. 72 games.
Man, come on, man. I know I went to Florida State. Sorry. I know I heard 72 bad.
Yeah, sorry. My hearing's bad. Go ahead, Leroy. So 10 less games.
Yeah, I need to know when Giannis got to sign this thing, man. Because they told me October. It's been to be over because I done voted already. I hope everybody out there voting early. When is that? That's the break. I don't care about
that. They haven't announced those dates yet.
Well, that's what I'm waiting on. How many games they play in the Olympics? I don't care nothing about that. It's a football season. But when does Giannis is on the when is Giannis on the clock to sign that extension, Steve? That tell Plucker to be on that. That's what he needs to be on. Tell Plucker to reach out to Sham Charania and say, hey, man, when that date for this man to sign that extension, because we down here shaking in our boots down here in Milwaukee.
Sham Charania. Him, too.
Somebody got to get on that, man. Send your boy an email, Steve. We're a big platform.
Gary, do you
reach out to the NBA people and find out?
Yeah. Gary, what did you think about the news?
I like it. Yeah, man. Yeah, I like it. I like it. And right before Christmas, and they've always had big games, you know, during the Christmas season. So that fits, and they shorten it. I like that too. So, and they're just trying to get back on target. That's all. And I think it's good. And I think it's good for the Milwaukee Bucks. I mean, they can get right back at it, and we can see what they look like. I don't know if any deals are going to be made. It's just so short. I mean,
The draft is November. The draft is November 18th. So,
Before you know it.
Yeah, we're only talking like 3 weeks away or so for the NBA draft. We'll have our draft show on Wednesday night, the 18th, as well, with Ryan Horvath hosting that show along with Mayor Mitch. So, that'll be a fun show coming up on Wednesday night, November 18th. So, that takes care of the NBA breaking news. Plucker just found out more about Aaron Jones.
That's what I want to talk about.
It is a calf injury, they're saying. Calf injury for Aaron Jones based on the reports.
If you're leaning towards or if you know about the Green Bay Packers and how they do it, I would just say he's not going to be playing.
Exactly.
I would tend to agree because it's the Texans.
Yeah, he's out. Yeah. He's out. And
no, they got to do with the Texans, Steve. They got to do with the Texans.
It's just who they are.
It's just who they are.
As an organization.
On the side of caution.
Yeah, he's out and Bacchiari's out.
Hey, you remember Devontae he could have went back into the game, but missing 4 weeks?
I'd be shocked to see him out there, Steve.
I'd be.
Yeah, okay, I don't disagree.
Dillon, let's go.
And if we get into confident, concern, and curious, I'm sure that would be one of my concerns. My concern would be David Bacchiari and Aaron Jones. I mean, you're looking at perhaps if you would rank the offense, what Rodgers won. I don't even know if Devontae is two anymore because they've been winning without him. Maybe Bakhtiari is two and Aaron Jones three or vice versa. I mean, I understand that Houston have been winning in games. I get that they've got a new coach. But when you're going in a game like this, and listen, it'd be a good opportunity for AJ Dillon, no doubt about it. If he's going to be, this is when he's going to play. So we'll see what he gets a chance to do if Aaron Jones not playing. But I would say this, you're missing really two guys, that you're going to have to change your game plan for, because you can't replace Aaron Jones and you can't replace David Bakhtiari. They don't have a replacement for him. Well, be great to see how LaFleur schemes him.
This is going to show the reason why you should pay both guys, because now you're going to see how good you are without them. Let's find out.
Well, you are, and you're going to see exactly what you have as far as left tackle goes, because they've got to make a decision there as far as, you know, Elgton Jenkins, is he going to go out to left tackle? Are you going to attempt to put Ricky Wagner back out at left tackle? Does Billy Turner get a shot at left tackle? That to me is the biggest question going into this game. But the topic at hand is, we do each and every Friday, what are you confident, concerned, and curious about for the Packers and Texans? That game kicks off at noon And then, of course, once that game is over, you make the switch back here to 1250 AM The Fan for Bill Michaels and Gary Ellerson for the Green and Gold postgame show. They take your calls from 3 until 6 coming up on Sunday afternoon. And I would expect we'll be talking about a Packers victory on Sunday afternoon. Gary, what are you
With all these jokers missing.
What are you confident in going into this game, Gary?
Well, I'm confident you should have a bounce back game from Aaron Rodgers. I mean, he very rarely plays back to back games bad, and I thought he had a bad game against Tampa Bay. So you rarely get a back to back bad game. So I'm confident in that you'll see a better Aaron Rodgers. Now it's going to come with some caveats in here, if no Bakhtiari, no Aaron Jones, if this is what it's going to be, it's going to put a lot of pressure on Rodgers. And that means that Rodgers is going to have to get rid of football. And that also means that he's going to lean on Devontae Adams more than he ever has. Just so y'all know it, y'all thought he forced it last time. He's going to be looking for Devontae Adams. But within this, I think it has to come within the framework of the offense and how it looked the first four games. Now, when he caught them 30 passes at one game, I don't even know if you could tell that he caught 30 passes in one game. It just looked like it was part of the offense. So I think you need to see that more out of Aaron Rodgers. I hope you don't get bent sideways with it, but I'm confident that you'll see a bounce back performance from Aaron Rodgers.
So that's what Gary is confident about. Bounce back performance from Aaron Rodgers. I'm not going to ask him to put numbers on it, but obviously better than the crappy game he had last week. We don't have to put numbers. We know what bounce back is. We know he'll be better than like a 39 quarterback rating, right? So,
yeah, again. Oh my God, was that awful or what?
Exactly. So we know what better is. We don't have to put numbers on it. All right.
Well, he can put numbers on if he wants
to. If he wants to, sure. I'm just saying I'm not going to put him on the spot to put numbers on it. That's all.
I'm putting him on the spot.
Yeah, I mean, I could put numbers on if you want to put a number on it.
I guess.
You're right.
Let me go ahead and put a number on it. I mean, number is a number. It ain't no thing but a chicken wing.
Well, do it and quit talking.
Hey, this is my show.
Hey, I yell back. I'm sorry. Emoji with my shrug. I'm shrugging. He put Leroy Butler back on Leroy Butler. Emoji shrug. Go ahead.
You start drinking Metamucil. Go ahead. Take a sip.
Without Aaron Jones, it's prune juice, Gary.
Prune juice. You heard right about that. Regular.
Hey, let me get 280 yards out of Rodgers, 280, and give me three touchdowns.
Deshaun Watson gonna have 420.
But the 280 is gonna be efficient. It's gonna be, and that's what we got to get back doing. It's gonna be efficient. He's gonna pick him apart.
Efficient.
I think if it's AJ Dillon, they run the football just a little bit more.
I gotta tell you, if you're telling me that I got an opportunity to watch Graham Mertz tonight, who I've been wanting to see, and then I get me a good dose of A.J. Dillon on Sunday, Gary?
Just ruined A.J. Dillon's career. Because if he fumbles twice and get 10 yards, you're going to say he's a bust.
Myron Green fumbled a lot. He wasn't a bust. So, I mean, that's not fair if he fumbles.
How you compare the man to the all-time leading Packer rusher?
That's my point.
Do somebody else.
Myron Green fumbled a bunch, and he had a great career. So,
hey, man, listen.
A.J. Dillon, if he fumbles, he'll still be okay. Yeah.
Okay, just don't bail on him. That's what I'm saying. Just don't bail on him.
No, I'm not going to bail on him. I just want to see him. We just haven't really seen him in a game get any type of real action. That's all I want to see. I just want to look, Aaron Jones is the number one back on this team.
Takes me into my confidence. Confidence is Jamal Williams, okay? That's one of my favorite players. He's a featured back. He can handle the load. Now, we'll say this. I don't reward bad behavior. He did not block well in the Tampa game.
Very few people did.
Full disclosure. I want to stay on him, though, Steve.
I understand.
What about ism?
I know.
Because I expect a lot from him because he's one of the players that I think, in my opinion, he could have played on that 1916. You had to be a grown man to play on that team. He could have played. So I'm not worried about him. And, yes, I do want to see A.J. Dillon. But in certain situations, you're going to need another guy to be a committee. You need three people up if Aaron Jones. And I don't know who was that, Dexter Williams. Did they get rid of him?
He's gone. I'm pretty sure he's gone.
Yeah, so They got to have somebody. I don't know if Tyler Urban is available or not, but somebody has to be a third, because you need somebody to do the base, do a passing situation, and then all the short yardage, goal line, all that stuff. You'll see A.J. Dillon for that. But I'm very confident that if the load falls on number 30, facts, he can handle it. I mean, as soon as they said anything about Aaron Jones, the first thing that popped in my head, Jamal. That's the guy. I mean,
he'll get the start.
He's going to make himself a lot of money if he goes in there and have a complete day. I say he have 150 yards total,
see,
rushing and catching.
That's the thing with me, with Jamal Williams, right? So we know Aaron Jones is a featured back, and he's that guy, right? No question. But what is Jamal Williams? I mean, so he's going to go get that money this offseason. Is somebody going to pay him to go be their lead back, their bell cow back, on their football team going for the next 3 or 4 years? Is someone going to give him that type of money, Gary?
No, he's not. No. He'll be a great committee guy. You know what I'm saying?
They can afford to re-sign him if he gets committee guy money.
He's going to get more committee guys.
May get 7-8 million,
yeah,
Gary.
Yeah.
I mean, Rusty Mostert, he had a very lucrative extension based on what he was making. But he's part of a committee. They gave a little tiny bit, maybe $3-4 million. But if you outperform it, teams will keep paying you. So he won't get the massive deal. Like, no. Not like feature backs. This is just for 1 week. But if he leaves to go somewhere else, he'll be part of a committee, and he'll be making the most of the committee, not the frontline guy. But he probably can go to somewhere like Dallas and make like $6 million on a 3-year deal. Something like that. The Packers can't really afford to pay that. But I will say this, if you're a GM out there looking for a guy to be a part of your committee, because sort of like what Philadelphia did with Boston Scott. Man, they got 5'0", played hard last night and won the game for him. You need committee guys. Miles Sanders is out. I just need a guy to just stabilize it.
Thank you.
That's what Jamal Williams is going to do.
I didn't want to talk about that game last night. I still can't believe what I watched last night. I thought for sure the Giants were going to win that game watching that game. I thought even after Jones fell down, I even got that. Someone played that a little bit. Maybe we'll play coming out the next break. even when that happened, I was like, I mean, I was laughing, obviously.
Of course you were laughing.
And then I heard the radio call, which I don't have, unfortunately. But I heard the radio call, and Ross Tucker, our radio.com sports NFL Tucker insider, he's the analyst on the call. Mm-hmm. And the play-by-play guy's making his call, and you just hear Ross Tucker just laughing, like hysterically laughing at Daniel Jones when he went down. His whole sideline.
That guy got some talent, man. He's fast.
Yeah. But you know what it reminded me of, Gary?
When I ran the Clemson punt Ruski, remember my legs went out on me?
Yeah, you mess around with old girlfriend. That's why your leg went out.
Do you know what it reminded me of, Gary?
Yeah,
it reminded
me. You messing around. Go ahead.
It reminded me of my race with Rami back in the day when I took a nosedive. Because you start leaning forward, right?
And
you can't stop it. It's over. It's all done. Because I thought he was close. So I'm like leaning forward, you know, trying to get to the tape before he does. And then boom, went down. And then we look at the tape and it wasn't nearly as close as I thought it was. More breaking news on The Fan, brought to you by Pennzoil. Motor oil is made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. What you got now, Dan Plucker?
All right, so now Adrian Wojnarowski is adding more about the NBA. He's saying that there could be a play-in tournament at some point during the season, and also that they're going to be looking at doing more of baseball-type series with the NBA, where they will go to a specific region and play all of the games that they will play in that region in a specific allotted amount of time. So, like, they'll go to New York, they'll play 2 road games against the Knicks and a game against the Nets, or 2 games against the Nets, and then go back home, and a team will come in and visit Milwaukee and Chicago and vice versa. So it'll be a more baseball series type season is what it looks like it's going to boil down to.
They're creating their own bubble, and I like that. You go there. We know the restaurants. We know the hotels. I've been wanting the NFL to do this for a while. This is brilliant. I like that. To clamber down all the travel.
I don't know how that works for basketball, to be honest
they got
with you.
Plenty of money. They'll
but
make it work.
No. I'm not saying it won't work. I don't mind it. So instead,
because we only got one team in this area. Unless we play, you play Chicago and then play.
But what I'm saying is, if you're that team, right? you're the better of the two teams, let's say. Like, you're the Bucks, you're playing the Knicks, since Plucker brought up New York. So you play the Knicks in back-to-back games in their city, whatever the case may be. Is that advantage the better of the two teams, or does the underdog in those matchups get the advantage playing the same team in that short amount of time again?
That's a good question.
Yeah, I don't know. That's what I'm trying to think of. Baseball, it's a different starting pitcher. Yeah. Things change. Basketball, it's the exact same thing right away. You have home and away back-to-backs before in the NBA where you're in New York, the next night you're in Milwaukee, so you have that type of stuff, but there's travel involved and all that stuff. Now here, there wouldn't be, so I'm just wondering how that whole thing will play out.
They did the same thing in the bubble, though, when they did all those series. You played the same teams. I think they're used to it. I think they're throwing stuff at the wall and see what sticks.
Well, they're trying to be preventive of the COVID stuff so there's less travel. That's what they're trying to do. And
I like that they're doing that.
Absolutely. I'm with you. Hey, whether you're watching Wisconsin tonight or Green Bay coming up on Sunday, make sure your Game Time food is only championship quality from our MVP of meats, Robert's Specialty Meats. They're fully stocked with all your favorites, including the legendary ribs on a stick, boneless pork ribs marinated in a tangy barbecue sauce and ready in just minutes, or the equally popular marinated chicken skewers in barbecue, garlic parmesan, or Door County cherry flavors. You'll also find over 30 varieties of handmade sausages and brats at Robert's, including their delicious, and I mean delicious, Al Capone Italian sausage, just full of zesty flavor. They're open on Sundays with their hot pit ham, perfect for game day sandwiches. Visit them in Waukesha or call Robert Specialty Meats today, 262-549-MEAT, 262-549-MEAT for the best selection and to reserve your order. And when you visit, be sure to pick up some of their Cherrywood smoked beef sticks or jerky, the ideal snack treats. Visit their website, robertspecialtymeatswaukesha.com, for more information and money-saving coupons. For the best in meats, shop Robert's Specialty Meats, your hometown butcher. Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. If you missed that play I was talking about last night, Daniel Jones for the New York Giants, this highlight courtesy of Fox. Check this out.
From the 12, Jones keeps, gets a block, takes off, and he is gone. Trying to stay upright, and he trips. Absolutely all alone, and he trips. Going to the end zone and ends up carrying it as it is for 80. But a walk-in touchdown, and he tripped himself.
He's reading Brandon Graham out there, and then he takes it, and once he does and pulls it, there's just nobody left. Even Evan Engram is out there blocking, and this is the only way he doesn't score. It's been that kind of year for the Giants offensively.
It has been that kind of year for the Giants. Just crazy. That highlight courtesy of Fox last
Gary,
night.
That's
Aikman
that turf monster.
Yeah, jump up and get you every once in a
But
again.
Don't you that just get made fun of forever for a play like that if you're Jones? I mean, the rest of the year for certain. Probably the rest of your life.
Yeah, they're going to let you get a little bit. You'll get a little smoke.
Well, it'll happen to somebody else do something.
Oh, probably.
Like that.
Yeah, probably.
But all right. It's all right. What are you scored?
Confident, concerned, and curious about for the Packers and Texans. We did confident for Gary and Leroy. I'll say that I'm confident that this Packers offense figures out a way to score at least 24 points this week against the Houston Texans, one way or the other. Even if Aaron Jones isn't playing, I still think they figure out a way to throw up some points and look better than they did last week offensively. So that's where I'm at, confident. Concerned is the next one. What are you concerned about with this Packers team heading into this game? 414-799-1250. Also tweet us at 1250 AM The Fan. What are you concerned about, Leroy, heading into this game?
Well, it has to be protection of Aaron Rodgers' blind side. Well, we've covered that, but I think they're going to go max protection. But then again, well, this is not West Coast, so I can – throw that out, because West Coast don't believe in that. They like five eligibles out in the pattern, worst case four. But this often, they don't mind doing two-man routes. So they're going to do a lot of screens and draws and stuff like that. But whoever the left tackle is, they're going to get him some help. And he'll get it with Big Dog, Mercedes Lewis, and, you know, Sternberg and these guys. But you'll see, they'll go back to the motion, though. If you go back to the motion stuff, then it really don't matter who that guy is, because the motion and the misdirection stuff makes that guy coming off that corner, makes him have to guess when a guy's running a sweep around him or a reverse around him. He has to think a lot, whoever that particular guy is. That may be J.J. Watt. They may put him over there and say, that's a weak link, go after him. And now you just play games and you can do a lot of things. Because go back to that second interception by Aaron Rodgers. They said it was in the wrong formation. It was some talk about that. Well, the guy, you know, he's used a timeout to get the guys in the right formation to make sure that everybody's on the same page. Then you don't have to force the football. So that's my biggest concern, is protecting Aaron. Because if I'm Aaron Rodgers, I feel any heat, I'm gone. I'm taking off, and I'm getting rid of this ball. But if you get rid of it in a timely manner, that'll be your best defense. But don't just let them tee off on a guy. Run some screens and draws on those guys if they can't protect.
You know, that is something, you know, we talk about that left tackle position being an issue, possibly, Gary, going in, not knowing who's going to be playing there at left tackle at noon on Sunday as the Packers take on the Texans. And obviously it will be an issue for the quarterback. How does it affect the running game for a Jamal Williams and an A.J. Dillon if there is no Aaron Jones?
Well, I mean, they're different running backs. I think it affects the whole offense. And you asked me what I was concerned about. A concern would be no David Bakhtiari and no Aaron Jones. And so it becomes your whole offense. It becomes a little bit different now, because your left tackle, if it is Ricky Wagner, he's more of a run blocker. So now you're playing two big backs, which that lends itself to that. So now you got Jamal Williams, A.J. Dillon. Both of these guys are big backs. They're not shifty. Jamal Williams can catch the ball out of the backfield. So, I mean, it lends itself that you're going to change it a little bit, and you're still going to get this. Even more puts you where you want to be in the comfort zone if you're Matt LaFleur, because now you're going to have to run the football, because then your team now is set up to do that, and then you're going to have to play action pass off of that. So, and then that's why I say 280 yards and three touchdowns for Aaron Rodgers, and because I think it's going to be more of a ball control offense. They can do it. Leroy's right. You move the tight end over to Ricky Wagner if he's going to be on that side. So you're going to get more two-man routes. I mean, Tonya may not catch as many passes as he should. So you're going to max protect a lot. So I still see Rodgers being very efficient in this game. But most certainly the concern for me that I have is that, you know, how do they move past Bakhtiari, who they put in this place? And most certainly you're not as dynamic as you need to be with Aaron Jones. But it forces your hand to run the football more.
He is Gary Ellerson, Leroy
Thank
Butler,
you, Steve.
Steve Sparky Fiver with you. Absolutely. I'm here for you all day long. Confident, concerned, and curious about this Packer-Texans game coming in. I'm going to go away from the offensive line, I guess, with my concern, because I figure they can chip and they can do other stuff to help the left tackle if need be. But what are they going to do to help to stop this ground game with David Johnson? That, to me, that's my main concern going into this thing, is from a defensive perspective, yeah, they've got some decent wide receivers, fine. But first of all, there's no Hopkins, so that makes me feel a little bit better there. But my main thing is, if you let David Johnson look like David Johnson of a couple years ago, that's going to lead to huge problems, Leroy, on the defensive side of the football.
They don't want to do that. Yeah, every team refuses to look at the film of San Francisco. These guys, I think the offensive coordinator, Kelly, is going, I think he's calling the plays, because Bill O'Brien called the plays. And when he left, I'm assuming it's going to be the offensive coordinator. And they want to throw that football, man. Because they say, listen, we got Deshaun Watson. And that would make all the sense in the world for them to say, give David Johnson 25 carries and give Duke Johnson maybe 5 to 10 and just load up and take all the pressure off of Deshaun Watson. They don't want to do that. They won't get that ball to Brandon Cooks. They won't get that ball to Fuller. And their big, huge tight end fails. They want to just throw them. They got a spread offense. I mean, they're in shotgun 100% of the time for the most part. And they just don't do that. I don't know why you would bring him in there if you wasn't going to find out. Was he the back of a few years back when he was just fantasy-wise, he was amazing. I mean, this guy could have been like one of those 1,000-yard catchers. I mean, 1,000 yards, yeah, receiving, 1,000-yard rushing. He was that type of guy, but throughout injuries and things slowed down. So, but hey, the Packers don't care about that. The running game, that ain't, nah. We need to stop them receivers. But if they see, I just don't understand how you would. If they have a philosophy when O'Brien was there, and then you get a chance, the new play caller, you got to say, okay, what works? Because something happened, Steve, since Deshaun Watson, since O'Brien has left. He's looked totally different in the pocket, totally different play calling, everything. It looks different. It looks a little bit more fluid in their offense, but... But if he gets going on those stretch play, they run this long stretch play. He could pick his gap. If he's running with that, that open up their play action game. And you're right, Steve. It can be something to really be worried about.
What are you confident, concerned, and curious about for Packers and Texans? We'll get into what all three of us are curious about. Coming up next, this segment of The Big Show, sponsored by Tally's Tap and Eatery.
Tally's Tap.
Serving up their famous Friday fish fry all day, plus special prices on domestic and craft beer pitchers. Tally's Tap and Eatery, Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, the inventor of the Game Day Brats. He's here as well. Greg Cook, former Packers offensive lineman.
Cookie.
Was with Sports Talk 790 in Houston. Just retired recently, but still following and covering the Texans. He'll join us coming up at 2:45. What are you confident, concerned, and curious about for the Packers versus Texans? 414-799-1250. Gary, what are you curious about this Packers team going into this matchup against the Texans on Sunday at noon?
Well, I'm curious about the offense. Leroy alluded to it a little bit with Deshaun Watson. Listen, they got a lot of weapons. Kenny Stills, Fuller, Randall Cobb. They brought in, was it Dennis Johnson? What's the running back?
David Johnson.
David Johnson, the running back. I mean, they've got a lot of weapons offensively where you feel like they can do some harm to this Green Bay Packers defense. This Green Bay Packers defense is not a stout defense. I mean, they really hadn't stopped anybody all year long. You've got a quarterback in Deshaun Watson. If he gets outside, if you're not doing what you're supposed to do, he can hurt you. So I'm curious about really the offense of the Houston Texans on how well or how will they play against a Green Bay Packers defense who will give up a lot of yards.
Evan tweets at the fence, says you have to keep David Johnson contained inside. If you let him outside, you're in trouble. Keeping him inside, I believe he's got like a 2 to 3 yard per carry average when contained inside, Leroy.
Yeah, I don't even think he had 100 yards this year. So I really don't. He's okay, put it that way. But I'm concerned about if they're going to really blitz Deshaun Watson. Because it's been a few games early in the season, teams have just blitzed him, and he got all out of whack. So, you know, if they're going to do that, though, I wonder how they do it with the Smith brothers on the same side again, because teams have seen that now. Or do they, you know, because you do have Rashad Gary back and run that. But if you get into that formation, they're going to put Duke Johnson, not David Johnson. They'll put him in the game. They'll just start to run the screens and draws and all these misdirection plays and throw the ball over the place. But you have to contain these quarterbacks like this. So what they'll try to do, they'll put a spy on Deshaun Watson. That spy will be number 55. He's the only guy I trust that can kind of mirror him. So I'm curious to know if they'll use a spy or not. Or they just say, listen, we won't use a spy. Everybody just stay in your lanes. Everybody just do what you're supposed to do, and everything will take care of itself.
How big of a deal do you think it is with no King and no Savage in the secondary?
me or Gary?
Well, that
lends itself to what I was talking about in the Curious. I mean, it's going to be a good match. Well, not a good matchup. They're going to get this Houston's team offensively can score points, and they have talent. You just don't know when it's all going to come together. I mean, they have a lot of talent, Steve. I mean, you look at Deshaun Watson at one point last year, a couple years, he was looking at being the MVP of the league. The guy just didn't get bad. They just had a lot of bad things happening within the organization. So, I mean, you talk about no Kevin King, no Savage, if that's what it's going to be. That lends itself to now you're going to play Josh Jackson. We saw that already.
This is where we're at right now, right? Out for the game, Tyler Lancaster and Tyler Irvin. Doubtful, which means you're pretty much out. Bakhtiari, Kevin King, and Darnell Savage. Yeah. Yeah. Questionable, so that's like 50-50, I guess. Aaron Jones, Robert Tonyan, Preston Smith, Corey Linsley, and Montrevious Adams. Those are some big names on that list.
Yeah, if it was me, none of those.
But you don't know what the Packers going to do on that list.
You wouldn't play any of them, Leroy?
No, I wouldn't. Not at all.
So you would just give up this game, take the loss, and get ready for the Vikings?
No, what? That don't mean you're going to lose because I got hurt. But no, absolutely not.
That means you would be down Lancaster, King, Savage, Preston Smith, and Montrevious Adams all in this game.
Yeah, I don't want them out there and, you know, limping around and somebody run right past them. Then people like, you're going to go off on them, Steve.
Gone off on anybody this year. Not on defense. I've questioned where Preston Smith is, but I haven't gone off on anybody.
It don't matter. But so my thing is they do have on record. Now, this is not unprecedented, but, I mean, Kevin King was doubtful and still played, and that's still on the record. But for the most part, they got to get these guys healthy because they have no more bye weeks, okay? So you got to make sure these guys are healthy enough because you could really hurt your team. I'm gonna say, I was offended if a guy tried to play at 50% of his athletic ability and was getting beat and getting just worked. I'd rather him sit out if a guy not as good as him. I don't use the word talent. I'll use that for fans and media. But a guy not as good as him, you know, go out there. At least that guy give me 100%. So I don't want nobody 50% because I think it's a disservice to my teammates for me to go out there and can't do it. And I did it a few times in my career. I wasn't 100%. I said, man, I should have missed that game because I can't do what I want to do. You just can't. And it's frustrating. Next thing you know, you're hurting your team. Now, I was lucky because God is good and I'm a good Christian young man. He took care of me. But I don't want to see these guys out there, especially at safety. I don't want to see Savage out there. I don't even know what his injury is, by the way. If he's not out there, and you could put somebody back there just to play cover two if you have to. But if any of these guys are limping around and it don't.
Whose injury do you not know, did you say?
Savage. What's wrong with him?
Savage's injury is quadricep.
Yeah, he don't need to be out there in that quad because that thing tender right there.
I mean, you've got Montrevious Adam with a foot injury. Jair Alexander, full participant. He'll play with a hand and a knee. Bakhtiari with a chest, they call it. Chris Barnes has been limited, but they didn't give him a designation with a shoulder and a calf. Tyler Irvin with a wrist. He's out. Rashawn Gary with an ankle. They didn't give him a designation either. Aaron Jones with a calf. He's questionable. Kevin King with a quadricep. That's doubtful. Tyler Lancaster's shoulder. He's out. Mercedes Lewis, knee, didn't give him a designation. Corey Linsley, the center, a back injury, he's questionable. Darnell Savage with that quad, like we said, is doubtful. Preston Smith with a shoulder, he's questionable. And Robert Tonyan with an ankle, and he's questionable. But Za'Darius Smith also has an ankle issue. He's been a limited participant all week, no designation. And EQ with a knee, limited participation all week, no designation.
See, those guys got to travel. If they were home, you can get a questionable guy another day of rest. But remember, you're traveling. So they need to know who's going to be available. So as soon as, by the time this show's over, they'll know who's traveling. The media may not know to Saturday, but they know who's going to, but if they were playing at home, you can carry that over to Saturday, even to make it a game time decision. But teams don't really like guys to travel just to do a game time decision unless they really pressed and they really need that guy. Because you can go out there, you're in another facility, the adrenaline is going, they give you a shot of some sort and you feel good. Next thing you know, you hurt it and now you're out 6 weeks. And the fans are going to say, oh, this guy's soft, he won't play because he's hurt. Listen, if you're not 100%, you are hurting your team if you go out there thinking you can do something. And a guy do a double move on you and you grab your hamstring, they still scored. So right. And they can do that on a healthy guy run a stop. At least that guy can line up again and still be full speed. But if you get hurt, you are done. You are done.
I just got word, confirmation, Charles Woodson, the former Packer DB, will join the Wendy's Big Show next Wednesday at 2:15. Next Wednesday at 2:15, Charles Woodson will be on the Wendy's Big Show. So David Bakhtiari on Tuesday, Charles Woodson on Wednesday. Dan Plucker won't sleep for the next 4 or 5 days because he gets to talk to Charles Woodson. He's very excited, and I'm excited too. Who's not a y'all fan of Charles Woodson?
When he come on, y'all might want to check Plucker's underwear too because he might be something. Man,
oh, he's wearing his Michigan gear today. Yeah, he's got his Michigan gear. Oh, he's got his Michigan gear on. Yeah, he's got his Woodson jersey on. Yeah.
No way.
Sure does.
He
just turned around and gave the two thumbs to the back to show me. Yeah.
He don't care about that.
Oh, he does. Trust me.
Oh, you kidding me, dude?
From the time we started working on trying to get Charles Woodson on this show, he has been wanting updates and making sure that we might actually get him. So, yeah, pretty cool deal.
Dude,
I'm excited,
too. Every guy we have ever hired from the state of Michigan always talked about the Wolverines, and they always wore their stuff. Now they didn't wear any Lions gear, but they wore the Wolverines gear.
But Plucker
does.
He's
the only one.
Plucker wears Lions gear all the time.
Yeah, they didn't wear any Lions gear, but they wore whatever.
So if you get Desmond Howard on, he'll probably just lay down and go to sleep in the room.
He ain't gonna go to sleep, Leroy.
He might just sleep there and be like, I'm not missing this interview.
He'll take a tranquilizer or something.
Oh, yeah. All right, coming up next, Greg Cook, the former Packers lineman and was with Sports Talk 790 in Houston. He's straight ahead. Tell us some more about this Texans team.
This could be interesting from Greg Cook. You may not know what you're going to hear here. May not know.
Love him. I'm sure I'll be entertained no matter what. Greg Cook next here on the Wendy's Big Show. But first, Leroy Butler will tell you where his official auto dealership is.
Uptown 4, guys. Oh, yeah. When you're big time like me, girl, you got to have a dealership behind you. Otherwise, you're just a normal guy. I mean, come on. The weather's...
Listen to this, dude.
I'm trying not to be normal. I mean, come on. Listen, we see the weather outside. Today,
it's raining
and 43 degrees.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, so guess what? That means it's truck season.
No, it's
F-150 has been America's best-selling truck for years. And you got to think about this. We had people way up. We have Rami, a good friend of ours. And Minnesota, they have snow up there. Mm-hmm. I mean, so you know the snow's coming. Get your F-150 now. Matter of fact, they got some great deals on some 2020s and some 2021s. And most people like to go online and kind of surf and look what you want. Go to UptownMotorCars.com. They got a great selection of used cars as well. But if you want to get some lease deals, a good friend of mine had a company and he's leasing quite a few cars from Uptown Ford, and he said it works out very well. Again, they have some Lincolns there as well. If you live locally in Milwaukee, hey, listen, go over to North Avenue and Mayfair Road. They're sitting right there, 2111. If you want to call them up, 414-771-9000. Tell them Leroy Butler sent you. If you want your car to get serviced, the service department is fantastic. We always try to pass on great savings and all that kind of things to all our fans out there. But for the most part, go over there and get you something that can help you through this bad weather. If you got trade-ins, they do some great trade-ins. And the last thing, if you have a young man or a young lady who's just gotten their license, 16, 17 years old, 18, and you want to get them their first car, they got some great selections over there that are very safe for teenagers to drive. So parents, if you're thinking about going over getting a car, you got a nice budget, go over there, one of the sales guys will help you. No problem. They'll give you a great deal. Tell them Leroy Butler sent you, and they'll take good care of you.
Hey, it's...
Friday's Big Show, served up hot and fresh here on The Fan, live from the G. Wagner Plumbing Studios, gwagnerplumbing.com for all of your plumbing needs. Greg Cook, former Packer offensive lineman, set to join us here momentarily. But first, let me explain to you why you keep seeing all these cars and waiting in line at Wendy's. Wendy's has taken the pretzel bun to a whole new level. Introducing our new Pretzel Bacon Pub Cheeseburger at Wendy's. It packs a quarter pound of fresh beef, Munster cheese, applewood smoked bacon, a smoky honey mustard, crispy fried onions — who doesn't like crispy fried onions on their burger — and a warm beer cheese sauce, all on a pretzel bun. And again, there's probably more people that like pretzel buns than don't like pretzel buns at this point, would be my guess. The Pretzel Bacon Pub Cheeseburger at participating Wendy's for a limited time only. Joining us now, he is Greg Cook, former Packers offensive lineman. Of course, used to be at 790 in Houston as well. Greg, thanks a lot for coming out with Gary, Leroy, and myself.
Yeah, appreciate you having me, guys.
All right, so listening to Gary and Leroy talk in the first hour of the show here, I mean, they're making this Houston offense sound pretty tough to stop for this Packers defense. Lend us some insight about how this Texas offense has looked to this point.
Well, the offense has been very disjointed because Bill O'Brien, you know, was general manager and head coach, and he was not a really good offensive coordinator. And so it ended up biting him in the butt. I mean, no, really, they ignored their offensive line till last year. They gave away a first and a second for Laramie Tunsil. They drafted a tackle. So they got good tackles. The interior of their line is not very good. And, you know, as Leroy and Gary can tell you, in the NFL, if you can't run the ball or stop the ball, you're not going to do very well. And right now the Texans don't run the ball very well, and they can't stop the run. But they do have a talented quarterback in Deshaun Watson, and they've got some really good receivers and Kenny Stills and Will Fuller. I mean, some real speedsters, Brandon Cook, and, you know, Randall Cobb's there as well. And Darren Fells, don't sleep on him, because they're finally starting to use their tight ends a little bit more. But if the Packers ever threw a screen pass, I may dive. If the Texans ever throw a screen pass, I may dive a heart attack, because that would be some real ingenuity from them, you know, to come up with a trick play like a screen play. They are so basic, it's almost scary.
Hey, Cook, this is Gary Ellison. Listen, yeah,
You notice how you do? Hey, Cook, it's Gary Ellison. It's not, hey, Greg, how you doing, pal? It's,
hey, Cook. Hey, Cook, what's up, buddy? How you doing?
It's Mr. Cook to you, Gary.
Good. Hey, I would agree with you, and that's what I'm most afraid of, is that you're right. They have a lot of offensive weapons. Deshaun Watson was just, last year was an MVP candidate
for the NFL. They don't even get a first-round draft choice for him. They trade one of the top receivers in the league and don't even get a first-round draft choice for him.
So my question to you, how bad was it with Bill O'Brien there?
Well, I'll say this for Bill O'Brien. I never was a Bill O'Brien guy. I don't like him. He reminded me like a coach that we had. I'll just give you the initials, FG. Bill O'Brien was not a very good head coach. He might be a good coordinator, but he's not a good head coach. But I will say this for him. The players always played hard for him. They did play hard, even though they didn't have very good schemes to work with. But you could see it this year when they were in that 0-4 slump that they started. Well, they're still in a slump, but they started the season 0-4. They had a tough schedule, I'll admit that. But they were starting to – you could just notice guys were not following anymore. They weren't hustling like they used to. And I think Cal Mignere, the owner, saw that as well. I came out and said after the Pittsburgh game, that's the first time I've seen the Texans not really go all out for Bill O'Brien. And I think Cal Mignere saw it too, and the change had to be made.
Hey, Cookie, this is Leroy Butler. I want to get to J.J. Watt because that guy is just, you know, sometimes we had a poll a few years back of who's the most wasted player in the NFL, and he won it because, you know, there's a lot of people say, well, you're wasting your time with this guy. He's so good and you can't win a championship. He's done so much for the state of Texas and for that team. But they were looking – I had a conversation with our sister station, 610, down in Houston, and I really was saying, why wouldn't they just trade him to get some draft picks, and hopefully that team would be Green Bay. Any chatter about that down there about him? Time is running out with J.J. Watt?
There's a lot of chatter. I don't buy into that, though, that, you know, wasted. Okay. I mean, there's guys all over the place that are really good players. They just don't happen to have the team around them. So I don't buy that, but I will tell you that J.J., you know, other than the big man that you played with, he's probably the best defensive lineman I've seen. Yeah, he and Reggie remind me so much of each other. Just, you know, they don't have to take a particular gap because they're quick enough to get back. They can jump around a block and get back in the gap because they're so quick. Yeah, there's a lot of chatter about sending J.J. to the Patriots, sending J.J. to the Steelers. You know, the Packers always come up because he's from Wisconsin. But I think that you might have a riot here in Houston if they were to do something with J.J. because they just, you know, the problem is they got some bad contracts. Bernard McKinney's got some bad contract. A lot of their linebackers have bad contract. Whitney Merciless has got a horrible contract. None of the guys are playing up to what they should be playing. But I also think a lot of it's a scheme as well. So, I mean, I would not take them for granted because this team can bust out at any time, but they just seem to fold when it's the biggest games. Mm-hmm. That's when they seem to fold up 10, and this will be a big game for them against the Packers.
Hey, Cookie, why do you think they chose Romeo Crennel to be the stabilizer? Because the guy's 73 years old, one of the oldest guys to ever coach. But it just seems like everybody likes him because of his system. But the defense has not been that great. But everybody likes him. Do you think they just wanted a grown man in the room to just kind of stabilize this thing? Or why do you think they chose him?
Well, you know, Romeo was Bill O'Brien's defense coordinator. Then he stepped down and let Mike Vrabel step in as defense coordinator. And then when Vrabel left, now they have Anthony Weaver, who played for the Texans as defense coordinator. But Romeo is just that voice of reason. You know, when you've had a guy that's got a pretty notable temper that yells at players, and Bill O'Brien had been getting a lot of fights with guys like J.J. and other guys, and a lot of players were unhappy with, like you said, the way Clowney got treated, the way DeAndre Hopkins got treated. Well, there's a lot of guys, good guys playing on other teams that should be on this team right now. So Romeo is kind of the opposite of that. You know, he brings calmness and measuredness. And, you know, there's nobody on that team that is more respected than Romeo Crennel. Now, I see the long-term answer, no, of course not. But for the short time for the rest of the season and the situation they were in where you fire a coach after four games, he was the best available that they had. And I think the guys will play hard for him.
Talking with Greg Cook, former Packers offensive lineman, was with Sports Talk 790 until just recently when he retired. Greg, what about the character of these guys on this football team? Randall Cobb, high character. J.J. Watt, you brought him up. Deshaun Watson, Kenny Stills has been doing a ton of stuff, as we all know, within the community and stuff. How is this locker room held together through all of this stuff with Bill O'Brien and now the transition?
I don't know. You know, we used to have Earl Campbell on our show a lot. We're talking about guys liking each other in the locker room. He said, let me tell you something. Love don't win football games. And so, yeah, you know, I remember the coach from Brigham Young said, man, I have all these missionaries on my team. If we lose a couple games, I'm going to go find me some Hellraisers. So I think sometimes you need a little cross-section of guys that are real high-character guys and guys that are just going to go out and knock the hell out of somebody. But this locker room's, you know, they've got some strong leadership. We've got some guys that have been around there a long time, led by J.J. Watt. The problem is, like I said, the schemes aren't very good, and they just signed some guys that they shouldn't sign to some big mega deals. I mean, you should wait it a little bit longer, but they locked them up too early. And so now they're going to have not only cap problems, but they're going to have personnel problems down the road.
But you know what? It looks like long-term, yeah, they got into some bad contracts, and maybe they got to get rid of some of these guys. But I think when you look at it at the end of the day, I still think this is a team that still has some talent. And that if they find the right coach.
But we had a guy named DJ Reader that was a nose man. I mean, you're talking about a pure 315, 20-pound guy that's solid muscle, pitched at Clemson, and they let him go. We have no inside push on the pass rush. So other than J.J., I mean, that's about it for what we've got for pass rush. And then the secondary hasn't played that well. But the O-line, the interior of the offensive line, I don't know how the Packers – I've watched as many games as I can – but our two tackles are good, but our interior, our center and two guards are very average. So if you can get that push, But the amazing thing is, even when you get the push, Deshaun Watson is just such an amazing athlete. He gets out of so many things. Now, he does hold on to the ball too long, and he will try to force some – he'll try to make things happen and force some throws. But that's just a young quarterback growing up. And I think he's going to do a lot better now that he's got a new – hopefully he'll get a new coordinator that will help him progress instead of regress.
Greg, we talked about this earlier about, you know, they may ride in Houston if they get rid of J.J. Watt. But a lot of the conversation and the talk that you see is that this team needs to kind of tear it down and rebuild around Deshaun Watson, get some draft picks. They don't have – I don't think they have a first or a second in the upcoming draft.
Miami.
Right. So from that perspective, though, my thought is – how does Deshaun Watson handle a rebuild around him? It's not like he's a first or a second year player at this point.
Yeah, and you know, I would say that when I say there's going to be a riot in Houston, when you're talking about hardcore Texan fans, I mean, JJ's a guy that, you know, we've always looked to. But you're at a point where really, are you going to keep the JJ Watt making $100 million or whatever his contract is, you know, pay play? It's that thing's already done. Or will another team take him off your hands? I don't know if you could get a first-rounder for J.J. right now.
It's interesting. We had Pete Doherty, who writes for the Press Gazette, Green Bay Press Gazette, and the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and he asked, I want to say, three executives from around the NFL in a piece he did today. One guy said he'd give up a first because the Packers' first will be at the end of the first round, they're assuming. Another guy said a second. Another guy said a third. So it's scattered depending on – and that's three different guys from three different teams.
Yeah, the thing is that, you know, J.J., when everybody was giving Clowney such a hard time for not being able to stay on the field, J.J. was having his own difficulty staying on the field. Now, he's been playing really well, but when you're talking about guys that are in their 30s, you know, some guys can play a long time and do the things, but other guys, their body just breaks down a little bit quicker. I think we've seen J.J. starting to break down. I don't think I would give up a first round for him, but definitely I'd give up a second round for him, and I think if the Texans were smart, you know, having one guy rushing the passer does not make a team. You got to build a team, and I just don't think you're going to do it with J.J. and some of these contracts. They're going to have to move some of these guys and just basically gonna have to start from scratch.
He is Greg Cook, former Packers offensive lineman and formerly of Sports Talk 790 in Houston. Greg, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Always
take care of that nice hair now.
Wisconsin. Yeah.
Take care thanks, of that Greg. Nice hair, Greg.
You take care of the grave digger, Leroy.
I will. I will watch him.
He calls me Papa Smurf now that I'm all gray.
Yeah. He's jealous. He's jealous.
All right. You guys take care.
Take care. There he is. Greg Cook on the Great Midwest Bank hotline. If applying for a home renovation loan has you feeling anxious, breathe and let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of tranquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com. I actually have Greg Cook's.
Congratulations, please.
I actually have Greg Cook's autograph. Did I ever tell you guys that?
No, you never get told. No.
Yeah, when I was a kid.
I thought you were a Super Packer.
I want to say it was my grandpa. I think it was my grandma. Gave me this thing with all these different autographs of all these nice. Different guys that were on, like, one picture, I guess.
Was it like a
Abilene? That was the old Bears quarterback, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yes,
he's on that picture,
wow,
signed.
I didn't know you had that.
Cook. Seat. I got a bunch of different guys all signed on there. Across the board.
I hope you're saving that for Jackson and not getting rid of it.
Well, my prized possessions were my Mickey Mantle and Roger Maris autograph on one picture, and then another one is a magazine article signed by Mickey Mantle. They would never be able to find it in my mess.
Okay, good. Tell him this guy is spread out in the garage.
The 13-year-old never knew I even had it, so he had no
really?
Idea. Yeah, I don't have it posted up anywhere because I don't want anybody stealing it.
Exactly.
Top take of the care. Hour brought to you by Toro Snowblowers for Grizzly Winters.
Toro.
Need a Toro Power Max snowblower. It's a beast on snow. Act now. Get up to $100 off on select Toro Power Max snowblowers. See your Toro retailer now. Win winter with a Toro. Coming up next, what are your expectations for Graham Mertz, the Badgers redshirt freshman quarterback who gets the start tonight against the Illini? What are your expectations for the Badgers in 2020 as well? 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Now the latest from Mike Clemens.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.